Guess who's back? Back again. Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Guess who's back?
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning, John. How are we this morning?
Very well, thank you. How about yourself? How are things in Leatherhead today?
Well, it's a little bit dull here in Leatherhead because it was rain. We had a bit of rain here this morning, and it was dry yesterday.
Yeah, same in Woking. It was dry yesterday, so I actually gone outside and I mowed my lawn yesterday. And thanking my lucky stars.
Yeah, you were saying earlier.
Yeah, my lawn's looking good.
Earlier.
It needed a bit of a cut because it was getting a bit long. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to go and do it. So I got my cordless lawnmower out and mowed the lawn. That's my Saturday yesterday. So yeah.
Good.
So what have you been up to then, Shay?
Well, I've been up to really very much. I've been doing a lot of walking, which is good.
Where have you been walking to? Not the kebab shop, I hope. Or the chicken shop.
No, none of those places. I've been walking just around the town and I've been doing a lot of that, really.
Okay, that's good. Bit of healthy exercise.
Yeah, definitely.
And, of course, today's St. Patrick's Day, so, you know, I know that you have Irish connections, so are you going to be celebrating that with a pint of Guinness later?
No, I'm not, John, no. So, I'd like to say hello to all my relatives in Ireland, so that would be good.
Oh, there you go. Do you want to say hello to them, then?
Yeah, I'd like to say hello to all my cousins in Northern Ireland, and I hope you have a lovely day.
There you go. And, are they going to be celebrating St. Patrick's Day? Is that quite a big thing for them?
It's sort of in between, really.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do. I might pop out later and get a pint of Guinness to celebrate. But so you've been out walking then. What else has been happening in Shay's world?
Not a lot really, that's what I've mainly been doing really.
Okay, that's good. In between showers, getting the exercise in, staying away from the kebab shop, yeah?
Yeah, correct.
That's good. Okay, this is good. This is what we like to hear. This is good.
Yeah.
and have you been enjoying every hour on Radio Woking for the next couple of weeks? You can hear me reading the news. I mean, there's a treat for you, Shay, isn't there?
Well, yeah, I had an idea because we were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, weren't we, John?
Yeah, and the people are saying, how do you do it, John? How do you, stay up all night reading the news every hour?
Did you literally have to stay up all night reading that news?
No. I could just tell everyone that, but it is recorded. I'm not here at 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I don't think so. I don't doze off in the corner and five to the end of each hour. It's like, oh, Radio Woking News. No, it's not live. It's recorded. But you do get to hear me every hour. So, you know, if you're struggling with sleeping, you just switch Radio Woking on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So I'm glad you've enjoyed my news bulletins.
Good. So what are you up to the rest of the day, John?
Oh, I don't know. Well, here at Radio Woking, we've got a guest coming in later. We've got Gillian Murr. She's set up her own business, Play Cafe in Godalming. So she's going to be coming to tell us all about that. So that'll be interesting.
Good.
After
Good.
That, I don't know what I'm doing actually later. I'm going to go and have a Sunday roast with my mum's tonight. I'm Good. Probably, I don't know what else, probably just a chilled out kind of day, really, I think.
Well, there's not really a lot to do because it's quite wet out there.
It is, and the motorway's shut, of course, as well. So
the motorways are shut as well. To take an alternative route if you're going to be going anywhere today.
Yeah.
So take an alternative route, really.
Yep, yeah, definitely. And, you know, they've been saying that it's going to be really busy. You've got the diversion route in place. But I went on that diversion route yesterday because I went up to Byfleet, going over the bridge, the Parvis Road Bridge into Byfleet. There was no traffic. And we got a really good picture of the M25 completely empty with no cars on it at all, which was quite amazing.
Something that's never happened before, so it's M25 being empty. Really.
It is history. Hopefully, the bridge, they're knocking down a bridge, hopefully they get all that sorted out and they get it all organised because that needs to be open by the rush hour tomorrow because otherwise that would be a nightmare, wouldn't it? It's a busy stretch of road there.
It will be a nightmare because so you have to make sure that, you know, you get back to work and everything.
Absolutely, yes, and I'm always using that stretch of the M25 and the A3. I always get stuck in traffic, whatever I'm doing. So hopefully when they sort it all out, do all the road, do all the works, and it's all completed, it's going to be better. But we'll wait for that one. But at the moment, M25 shut. Are you going out for Sunday roast or anything later?
I've got a carer coming at 11:30, so you just timed it nice, John.
Oh, there you go. You have to make sure you all listen to Radio Woking. and your carer comes in?
Definitely. One of my carers likes your voice in the chat. Can we hear? Give me a blast.
Oh, I've waited for this. You want to hear? Okay.
Don't care who you are, who you are, where you're from, what you did, as long as you love me. Who you are, who you are, where you're from, don't care what you did,
I mean, you get about 30 seconds this week. I think I'm spoiling everyone with my my singing. So what are your thoughts on my shower singing this week, then?
Oh, very, very good, John. Thank you. You've done quite a long episode this week.
One day I'm going to do a whole song. I'm thinking like 3 or 4 minutes. Do you think people will listen to that? Anyway, any ideas what it is?
I might do, but you said it may be a 90s song.
It's a 90s song, yeah, late 90s.
We'll just leave it there then.
Leave it there, okay.
Let other people have a go.
Get in touch if you want to play Join in the Shower. Shay, have a good week, whatever you're up to. Is anything exciting happening in the coming days?
Well, I may be having my cousin coming down to see me.
Spending time with family. Sorry? Yeah, very nice, spending time with family.
Yeah, so he'll be coming down to see how I am, because he comes and sees me once a week. And he also as well said hello to you, John.
Okay. Well, hello to your cousin Jerry, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so hello, Jerry, if you're tuned in. And so I love the fact that your carer loves my singing in the shower. I mean...
Oh, there you are. So we do listen to you and say, have you heard... John in the shower, so it's good, you know.
Okay, well, there you go. That's good to know. And it's good to know I've got a fan. I can sign autographs and all sorts.
Well, there you go. You've got a fan already. So
absolutely.
You've got loads of fans, John.
Yes, I know. This will go to my head soon, my ego. You know, it's...
You're talking to your number one fan, as you know.
Don't start this again. I have Rosie in now saying, I'm your number one fan. And we'll have fights and all sorts. And we can't have anything like that going on.
We don't want that, do we?
No, we don't. But have a good week, Shay.
I better say good morning to Rosie and Donna.
Yep. Rosie's been up to look at the clothes, M25. There's a picture on social media. She's been everyone's been taking pictures and selfies, and it's become a bit of a tourist attraction. But there you go. So, Shay, have a good week, and we will catch up with you
crack on
this
with
week.
The show.
Yes, thank you, Shay, and we'll catch up with you soon.
All right, then, John.
Take care. Bye, Shay.